both Lena and Desiree, who are a youth adult partner who have partnered on their research, and you're going to hear from both of them in Butte County.
All right, thank you, Maureen. As Maureen said, my name is Lena, and I provide support for our youth evaluation team. Our youth evaluation team is in Butte County, which is located in Northern California, in our prevention unit in the Butte County Department of Behavioral Health.
My name is Desiree Beauty, and I'm a freshman in college, and I've been a part of the youth evaluation team for 3 years now.
And we have no relationships to disclose.
So first, we're going to go ahead and start with how we became a youth evaluation team. So it was a really gradual process. First, our youth evaluation team started as solely participants, so we didn't have any young people implementing the evaluation. And then we started to assist the implementation, and then we started to assist in the planning. And now we're a full-on evaluation team. We collect the data and everything like that from 2003 to now. And in 2003, we were kind of like undefined. We were kind of just like a youth evaluation team, and that's what we were called. And then we came up with a name, which is TOY, which stands for Truth on Youth, and that was a partnership between the youth came up with that name as well as Jen. And it's just stuck ever since, and so we're pretty well known. And we have, on average per year, we have between 9 and 13 young people on the evaluation team from all around Butte County, and they come from every different kind of background you can imagine, from continuation schools to college to honor roll in their high school to everything. And it's from all around the county, like I said. And we receive support, and we partner with our adult staff, such as Lena, in our office, and they provide us with the training, the skills, and the tools that we need to be successful.
All right, so some of the programs that we evaluate, that our Truth on Youth evaluation team evaluates, are Friday Night Live, Club Live, Rock Creek, which is a group home that has Friday Night Live implemented over there, and Youth Nexus, which is our youth philanthropy board, FNL Mentoring, and the Life Spot Youth Center, which is just a teen center. And basically, these programs, what they do is they try to increase the protective factors of youth while they try to reduce the risk factors. And we also have the Friday Night Live and Club Live programs that implement environmental prevention projects, which are the community-level change projects that try to reduce youth access to alcohol. Now, our evaluation process includes continual evaluation training from YLI as well as our adult staff gradually. As for a couple years, YLI was providing the training, and then gradually our adult staff have been more able to provide the training as they've been having the support from and training from YLI. And what the training is in developing research questions and evaluation plans. That's how we started off. And then we develop tools for data collections. So our youth take part in creating the protocols and even giving their input into some of our quantitative tools, like our pre-post and our our youth development survey is pretty set every year. And then we also then collect our data. So our youth go out and they conduct these interviews in their focus groups. And we also distribute our surveys. The youth at our department go ahead and enter the data. They transcribe the interviews. And then we analyze the data. YLI supports us in crunching the numbers. And then our youth really look to see what those numbers mean. And then TOY presents the key findings to our adult staff in June at a staff retreat. And then with the adults and the youth together, they create recommendations that they can potentially implement in our program year, the upcoming year. And then TOY uses the rest of the summer to write up a case study.
Now, here are some of the tools that we use. We use quantitative as well as qualitative. And one of the quantitative tools we use is called the pre-post survey. And this is implemented in the beginning of the program year and at the end. So the survey is given in September, and it's also given in April. And so there has to be matches. And so we had 92 matches this past year. And it measures the skills, the knowledge, the attitude, and the use of alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs. And every year, the youth evaluation team we have a set kind of like guidelines we have to go by, but every year we kind of tweak the questions and figure out what our community needs at that time and how we want to assess what's going on. And you'll see some of the examples from the pre-post survey. Some of them are, I know how to lead program meetings. I know how to speak in public. And this is on a scale from 0 to 4. So 0 meaning strongly disagree and 4 meaning strongly agree, and they can pick anywhere in between. And this is just an actual visual of the actual survey itself.
Okay, and then another tool that we use is the Youth Development Survey, which is provided, which is distributed only once at the end of the program year. This was given to 220 of our program participants last year. And what it does is it measures how much youth are experiencing the standards of practices within our program. So these are supports and opportunities such as connection to school and community, leadership and advocacy, safety, skill building, and relationship building. And we also have the No Child Left Behind domain, which there are some questions that just assess how much youth are receiving education and are in an environment where they can academically thrive. And then there are also, lastly, like questions that include environmental prevention involvement, like how much are the youth, they get to assess how much they're involved in their environmental prevention project and how much they think their project is making a difference. And then some of the questions include, it's a 1 to 5 scale. So one question that assesses how much youth and adults work together in making decisions in my program. So youth get to score between one and six, how much youth and adults work together and make decisions in their program. Or I've had the opportunity to work with young people who are different from me. My involvement in the program helps me decide to do other things instead of using ATOD. And in the program, we learn healthy and positive ways to deal with conflict. And this is an example of what it would look like. So they get to either strongly disagree or strongly agree.
And in between. This is one more of our quantitative tools that we use. This is the Community Access Survey, and this is given every other year, and this is given to high school students throughout Butte County. And this past year, we had 959 high school students take it, and it basically assesses what we need our environmental prevention projects to be, where they need to be implemented, and why we need to implement them. And this is just an example of it.
All right, so to complement our quantitative tools, we also have the qualitative. So we include interviews with core participants. We had 73 interviews last year. We also had focus groups with non-participants and participants. We had 5 focus groups, and basically what the focus groups helped us do is just to help us understand how much our participants were gaining from their experiences in the program, and also from our non-participants, we try to understand what kept them from participating in our programs. And then our parent focus groups, we had 3 of those last year, and they helped us understand to what extent they were the targets of our environmental prevention project. So we wanted to see how much our environmental prevention projects were reaching our target, as well as we just wanted to understand to what level they knew of their child's involvement in our programs.
And here's some of our questions from our interviews. So again, we measure from our interviews, we measure the effects on youth, how our community is affecting the youth, and also how our environmental prevention projects are affecting the youth if they've seen it, if they've heard of it, stuff like that. And then we also use it. Huge thing we use it for is recruitment and retention. So what's making young people come back and what's making them leave? And then also we have our parent focus groups, which again measures the community impact. And some of the examples of these questions: are you aware of the campaign that Friday Night Live members developed called the Parent Committed Campaign? What parts of the campaign are the most influential? And have you used any of the Parent Committed materials to change your family norms or expectations about alcohol use?
Okay. So some of the benefits of involving youth in the evaluation process and having the youth evaluation team is we're able to demonstrate our outcomes and our effectiveness. So we're able to show, like our funders, where our programs are being successful and where we are maybe having some problems, and showing them that we're trying to improve. And that actually, leads me to the second point, help secure funding and then program improvement and refinement. So we learn from our youth evaluation team. We learned, for example, that our environmental prevention project at one point was each school site, each program was doing their own environmental prevention project that had a different target. They all aimed to reduce youth access to alcohol, but they had different targets. Now, what we've learned is that having all the programs go ahead and just focus on one project, we can increase that community impact.
A really big benefit also is it increases the participant buy-in. So by having young people on the evaluation team, we are also, as young people, we started out as core members, and then we kind of grew in our ranking. And we by us being part of the evaluation team, not only is it just by them seeing us doing it and seeing that we're there to implement it, but it also, it's just we have the same kind of viewpoint as our participants as well. And it also increases the youth voice within the county. Not only are we using every method that we can to get our young people's perspective into our programs, but also we are implementing as well as young people. So now some of the challenges for our youth evaluation. One of our biggest is the retention of youth staff. And some of the ways that we do this is we see resulting change. So as young people on the evaluation team, we see the change that we want to make because we do have recommendations at the end of every evaluation. And for example, one of the changes that we've seen is in 2005, 2006, we started implementing having young people, our youth staff, actually co-facilitate our meetings that are take place on our campuses and in our community and things like that. So that was a big recommendation from the youth staff, and that was really cool to see that it actually got implemented on every single program site. And we also offer rewards and validations for their work. So, you know, we're constantly getting big, good job, everything like that. And we get to come to places like this and kind of show off our work that we do. And so that's really, really cool, too. And the more experienced youth become the trainers and the mentors. So for me, I've been on the youth evaluation team for 3 years, so my role has changed over the years. So I'm not coming back to the same team every year and hearing the same thing again. My role changes every year, and I become more of a trainer myself rather than just a participant. And a huge thing is logistical support. So we provide rides, we provide snacks, and we want to make our trainings at accessible times for the young people. So if our young people don't get out of school till 3 p.m., we don't want to make our trainings at like 9 in the morning. So we want to make sure that everything from the littlest things to the biggest things are on point and right there.
Mm-hmm. So another challenge is also how we are for sure going to be able to implement the recommendations that our youth staff do. Like Desiree was saying, it's like they need to see that what they're doing is making a difference and that we are listening to what they're offering. So it's important that we plan early, that our organization plans early to see how and when those recommendations can be infused into our program. So what we do is right after our youth finish high school, their school, 2 weeks after that, they spend time really analyzing the data. They come in, work full time basically, just to really grasp their data and understand it, and then present out to youth staff at the end of June, and then we have between end of June and the beginning of the program year to then create those changes into our program. Another thing is ensuring adequate training and support for involved youth. So we just want to make sure that our youth are being trained well enough to understand evaluation, understand the true process, because sometimes, I mean, you can teach youth how to go ahead and just do an interview, ask some questions to a youth, but we really try to help them gain skills that they can then transfer to later on in their careers. And for example, so we also try to make it look, we also make it youth friendly while also teaching them some, you know, scientific rigor as well. And then the two more things is ensuring adequate training and support for adult staff. So making sure that adults have enough time to provide that support to youth. And during the analysis process, we have more than just me providing support for 10 youth. We also have YLI coming in on some of the training days, and we also have some of our other adult staff coming in to also provide that one-on-one support that are sometimes needed. And then selecting the right team. Sometimes when you have a team of, it's like it's really important to choose youth that are from diverse backgrounds. It's not like a set person that we're looking for when we're recruiting youth into our organization. Instead, we're looking for youth that can bring their own viewpoints and youth that can also be flexible. So not just leaders, but we also need youth to be leaders and followers at times.
And something I just like to add on that one, Lena said, it's a pretty rigorous process, and we get straight out of school, and then we're working 8 to 5 days with, you know, in this office and working really hard on this evaluation. So it is really hard work, and it does get frustrating, but as long as you offer those incentives and those rewards, then your young people will keep coming back. And then this is some of the data that we have for impact on our young people that are part of our youth evaluation team. We do survey our young people that are on the evaluation team as well. We give them the pre in the beginning of the year and the post at the end. And if these numbers are high. The reason that these numbers look so high is because our young people that are on our evaluation team are usually very, very involved in our programs, and then they get hired on staff. They're involved in numerous, not just one, but many of our programs, as well as outside of our programs and other outside agencies as well. And so this right here, the first one, the greatest areas of new skill development for youth staff included. So 67% of our youth staff, this was their first time developing an action plan to create community change. And this was also 57% of our young people's first time making a community assessment. And then for the next one, skills and knowledge showed the greatest change in the pre and post is one of the biggest ones was the knowledge of policies related to alcohol and tobacco, environmental prevention, and community issues and problems related to alcohol and tobacco.
Yeah. All right. Would you like to add anything?
Just from my kind of personal view, I personally think that youth evaluation is a huge thing to have in your programs, and at our agency in our county, we try to make it as youth-led as possible. And sometimes that's really challenging; it's really hard. But and it's taken us a lot of time to get where we are. But it's definitely something that is worth the effort, worth the time, and it's definitely enhanced our programs tremendously. So.
Okay. So if you have any questions, this is our contact information. And thank you. We also have a case study at the end of the, in the back, that has a case study of our youth staff. So, thank you.
Thank you, Lena and Desiree.